I'm Katie Gilkey with the Farm and Ranch Report. Clifton Larson Allen Principal and Farm CPA Today blogger Paul Niefer share some good news about an update to the USDA's Farm Service Agency Handbook when it comes to considering Section 179 deductions.
We have some good news for our farmers out there. The FSA was disallowing Section 179 and arriving at adjusted gross income. And farmers, if their average adjusted gross income over a three-year period is greater than $900,000, they're not allowed to get any payments from FSA, ARC, PLC, et cetera. And since they were disallowing Section 179, many of our farmers out there, that let's say three or four brothers farmed together, they had income before Section 179 of $902,000, but they had Section 179 of $500,000, that would bring their net income down to, let's say, $400,000, and the FSA was disallowing it. Via a couple of appeals processes with the FSA that I was involved with, we were able to convince them that Section 179 should be allowed for all entities, and on January 11th, they updated their handbook that deals with this. So if any farmers out there that were disallowed a payment because of Section 179 due solely to Section 179, they should talk this over with their local FSA office and try to get a refund on that.
That's today's Farm and Ranch Report. I'm Katie Gilkey with Ag Information Network of the West.